Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Isn't he great? Can you remember when he's healed you of something or delivered you of something? The moment that happened, how you broke free from the captivity of bondage or sin or destruction? And it was never held again to your account. I love the blood of Jesus. I love how his blood heals and cleanses and delivers and defends us. And my prayer right now for everyone in here and anyone who hears this is that you encounter the true Jesus. That you encounter the true living word, which often convicts us and corrects us and directs us and points us straight north to him. I pray right now that every false belief system, every lie, every agreement that you've made with the enemy is loosed off you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life over you and through you. I command the promises of God to rise up right now inside you. Hopelessness, leave and never come back. Hope, rise up. Hope, rise up and defend your bride. Hope, deliver your bride. Hope, whisper into the emotional realm of the bride and revive them and bring forth through the fires the true burning one for you, Jesus. We're in a season, friends. And it's a good season. Some of you are going through some rough stuff, but I've got good news. I know the man. I met him who purchased me by his blood and redeemed me from the curse. And he'll do the same for you. But you have to turn to him. Quit running. I'm not looking, okay? This isn't for everyone, but quit running. Run into the arms of the Father. He's the only hope. He's your only salvation. Turn your back on evildoers and whisperers of darkness. Come out from among them. Be ye separated and stand in the covering of Jesus Christ through the blood of the Lamb and be renewed. Let your mind be renewed. He's not mad at you. That's a lie. He's not mad at you. We know who tricks. We know who deceives. We know who takes people captive. It's called the enemy. The devourer. Who delights in tormenting you. But Jesus gave you the keys to overcome darkness. And you have to exercise your release. Through simple measures, turn your back on sin. The pleasures of the flesh, the lust that so easily entices you away, back into captivity. I see you with one foot in, one foot up, one foot in, one foot out, and you're struggling. And Jesus wants to help you. He delights when you come running. Why do you think that story of the prodigal son is in the Bible? Oh, stinky one, that's for you. It's for all of us. We've all come out of the poop. We've all come out of bondage and brokenness. And some of us are still coming out. As our mind gets renewed to the truth, victory breaks through. And we know the name of victory is Jesus. He's our victor. He's conquered everything. But yet you're still struggling. You're still justifying. You're still wrangling, trying to figure it out in your flesh. And guess what? In your flesh, dwells nothing good. The works of the flesh are going to burn up like wood, hay, and stubble. There's a better way, and it's through the covenant promises. It's through the grace that Jesus provides. He led the way for all of us to come. Will you say yes? Will you say yes? Will you say yes? I command all slumberness to leave this room in the name of Jesus. Those are foul little imps that are trying to steal the seed that's being put in your hearts tonight. If you're struggling with being lethargic or tired or weary or confused, those are not part of your covenant. You can command your mind to be sharp, sharp, sharp. In fact, I think there's a scripture that talks about having the mind of Christ. And now it's important to renew our mind through the Word. The Word. The Word. I see people making choices in here tonight. I see Holy Spirit helping. I see stuff being erased. Memories, curses, the effects of the curse. I hear Jesus saying, I've called you more than a conqueror. More than. More than. That means overflowing. I see the winds blowing. Some of you are trying to hold down the shingles. Let it blow. It's made of man, not of God. Walk away. I see someone whose heart's been broken. You gave your heart in trust, and the whole while Holy Spirit was trying to convict you and warn you and direct you and correct you. He's not mad at you. He's calling you back. Give your heart to Jesus tonight. Let him reconstruct the pieces that are broken. He is the doctor. Jump into the healing waters tonight. There's healing in this room. What do you need healing for tonight? What are you believing God for tonight? I command every religious spirit to leave this building in the name of Jesus. Some of us have been taught to be in church and behave ourselves, keep our hands crossed. Listen, God's speaking to us tonight. And when he speaks, I tend to pay attention because he's offering life. But if I'm trying to figure it out in my head, what are you believing God for tonight? A new tooth? Increased eyesight? A tumor to disappear? Have we come so far away from the gospel message that we can't believe for healing? Can we cry out for healing tonight?
Yeah.
Can we cry out for deliverance, or do we have to act like we got it all together all the time? Lord, deliver me. Lord, I had a bad thought today. Lord, deliver me. Lord, I've got issues with anger. Deliver me. Show me your truth. Help me walk in your victory. I'm calling on your grace, Jesus, because I don't know how to do it, but I know you do. Will you teach me? I got a bill I can't pay. Lord, I know you provide everything for me. Will you show me what to do with this situation? Is there a lie I'm believing that's preventing your blessings to flow like a river through me? Relation. Relational. Relationship. We can't try harder. We can't do better. We might as well just say, Lord, help me. Oh, faith as a child. Can we go back? Can we go back to the beginning when you first believed the good news? The too good to be true good news that really was true, that did set you free and give you eternal life that you can start experiencing now on earth? Wait, wait, wait. She said now on earth. What's that mean? I love that part. You know, we're to occupy till he returns. Some of you need to break through and break out of your bondage so that you can occupy and be stewards of the kingdom of God. You know, it's up to us to speak life. It's up to us to rule and reign. He wants us to walk in victory. He wants us to walk in truth. Stay in. Stay in. Hallelujah. God's doing work in here. This isn't a show. We're here for an audience of one. Will you go in to the presence? Or are you going to still think in your head, what's going on? What's going on? You don't know how to go into the presence? Say, Jesus, help me. It's just like every other area in our life. We can't do it without him. Surrender and receive all of heaven. Washing us. He's healing us and he's delivering us. He will never step past a boundary of rebellion. Lord, deliver me of any rebellion right now. Is that your heart's cry? Or are you too proud to think you have rebellion? I don't know. I remember the day that he delivered me of the sliver of rebellion. I remember the healing coming forth like rivers of water. It wasn't just enough to speak the word. I had to have a heart transplant, a heart surgery, a heart opening, a sliver removed. Slivers are painful, by the way, especially when they've been in there for a long time. Don't touch it. It hurts. Here I am, crawling on the operating table. Remove anything that is offensive to you, Lord Jesus. Show me if there's any areas of my life that are not pleasing to you. And guess what? He will. The hungry get fed. How hungry are you? Some people are so comfortable in the Christian walk that they're missing their purpose. They're missing the blessings. They're missing the full measure overflowing in your belly shall it be. Now, I'm not yelling at you, but I'm challenging you to go in. Go in a little further. This is a season where it's like all the mirrors are reflecting or looking at our hearts. All the mirrors of heaven, and they're showing what's in our heart. And it's not to put a blanket over it and a band-aid over it to say, oh, well, I'll deal with that next week. Because listen, time right now is here. It's now. And what we deal with now makes a difference for where we're going next. Some of us aren't going next. We're going to stay here until we cross over to eternity. And yeah, it's okay. You know, you were comfortable and you were provided for, but did you do what God called you to do? Were you here when he called you? Did you obey when he said, go this place or do this thing? Or did you rebel or justify or turn away? And I am not pointing any fingers. I am looking in the mirror right now. And what happens when the challenge happens and we miss it? Will there be another opportunity? I hope so. And there usually is. Because the pattern is the enemy will then come and go, oh, you blew it. You call yourself a Christian. You blew it. You should have, but you didn't. So now you can't do this anymore. Well, first of all, you're not punishing me. That's not how the kingdom of God works. I'm a daughter of the King. So I walk in royalty and victory all the days of my life. And if I blow it, that's between me and the Father, not some devil. So stop letting that devil torment you. Stop letting that devil use the measuring stick that always changes based on his way that he wants to torment you. There's one stick, and it's the cross. And everything got paid for by that cross when Jesus hung there and died and did the great transformation for victory over death and sin and corruption to bring us into the fullness of relationship, garden state, as it was in the beginning. Who's going there tonight? Amen. 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 How do you go there? Oh, teach me, Lori, teach me. Okay, I will. You got to go to the cross. You got to go to the cross. You got to go to the cross. And you don't go once. You don't go twice. You go all the time to the cross. But something happens. The exchange takes place. We don't know how, we don't know when on this side of earth, but a transformation happens and you end up behind the cross in the Spirit, where life and fullness are there for all of us to have. It's a doorway, a narrow doorway. Many never find it. Have you been through? Have you seen the goodness of God? If not, cry out day and night, like the widow and the judge. Cry out. One of the things that happens in America is we get lazy and complacent. And hey, I've been there, been there, been there. Here I am again, Lord. Here I am again, Lord. You got to help me. Here I am again. Where was I before all this happened? Here I am again. I'm not saying that I am any different, but I'm telling you something, we're going. We are going after all the blessings of God, and we're not going to settle on leftovers. No leftovers. The church eats leftovers. Many people eat leftovers, but the food is fresh in heaven. You know, Jesus talked about, I have food that you don't even know about. Have you eaten from the food of heaven? It's full of nutrients. It brings life. It opens up areas in our life for times and seasons. God's challenging us tonight. Woo! Will you go? Will you go? I want everybody to close their eyes. I want you to use your imagination. And I want you to see the cross. Now, I know this is an exercise of trust, and some of you won't close your eyes, but you're going to miss. You're going to miss a blessing. And that's okay. Lord, can I have their blessing tonight? I don't want one drop of your blessing to be wasted or not used. See the cross? Can you see it in your mind's eye? Are you thinking this is New Age? If you are, then you're believing a lie, because New Age is counterfeit. Your imagination came from God. And he expects us to use it. See the cross? Can you see him on the cross? Or you see the cross empty? I don't want to know. It's between you and the Lord. Ask him to take you behind the cross. Ask him first to forgive. Forgive yourself for any foul spirits, any lust thoughts, any impurities, ask him to take that package. Some of you, just ask him, Lord, I'm carrying my son, I'm carrying my daughter, I'm carrying this bill, I'm carrying, you know, financial difficulty. Lord, I'm giving this to you right now. And give it to the Lord at the cross. And that's called the Great Exchange, part one. And when you give him that, there should be no load on your back. And when you see that, transformation just took place. And then we have to believe, because the job of the enemy is to say, that's your imagination. That didn't just happen. I'm going to tell you something about the spirit world. It's more real than the chair you're sitting on. You've just been trained that your natural senses are the dominant one. Let me tell you something. It's backwards. The kingdom of God was created before the chair you're sitting in. So challenge your thoughts right now to believe and have an exchange and release the pressure, the problem, the sin, the brokenness to Jesus. And some of you will actually see yourself handing a package to Jesus, and he will take it. And when he takes it, he takes the emotional ties with it, the bondage, the brokenness. And what he does at that instant in time is he releases his healing power into your heart, into your mind, into your soul. He never leaves void any area. It's impossible for him to do. So receive what he has for you tonight. And for some of you, that will be enough. For some of you, you'll be making transactions at the cross daily, hourly, because you've learned the way, the path. And for others, you're going to end up worshiping Jesus at the cross, believing for something, whether it be healing or financial breakthrough or wisdom, and there will be a transformation that takes place. It's as though the veil, even though it's been torn, there's like a doorway, and you cross into the realm of God's glory. And oftentimes it's through the cross. You go through. And some of you will see for the very first time the beautiful expanse of heaven, the beautiful trees, the beautiful fruit, the beautiful waters, the beautiful life force that dwells all of eternity. Some of you will learn to drink from the waters of heaven. Some of you will learn to eat from the food of heaven. Some of you will swim in the waters. And when you swim in the waters, healing takes place. The waters are alive and they heal your soul. They heal your brokenness. Receive God's best for your life right now. Spend time there right now. Give yourself permission to bask in his glory. Ask him to show you the different buildings and the realms of his glory. Remember, the hungry get fed. Some of you aren't comfortable. That's the flesh and the spirit. Your flesh is trying to win. Command your flesh to relax. Command your flesh to be still. Command your flesh to be at peace. Some of you are trying to figure this out in your mind. Command your mind to come to peace, come to rest. Just say, mind, be still. Mind, be at peace. And it'll obey you because you have authority over your body. God is training us to exercise our spiritual muscles. Someone's choosing to hold on to woundedness and brokenness. Go back to the cross and lay it there. And when you pick it up again, I'm so sorry, Lord. I thought I released this, but here I am again. Will you take this? And he'll say, yes, I will. Receive the blessings. Receive the blessings. Receive the blessings. Balance. I'm seeing a beam, a balancing beam. Lord, teach us how to walk in balance. Teach us how to be in balance, in perfect peace, in perfect balance, all the days of our life here on earth. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Not eeks, not drips, not drops. Rivers of living water shall flow from your belly. Well, how is that going to happen if you don't spend any time in heaven? I just saw somebody get their dream language. Your eyes opened. I saw your mind just expand with revelation for dream interpretation. Someone's left elbow has been giving you trouble. It's like tennis elbow. I just saw the Lord heal that with one touch. Healed. I command every lung in this place to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I reverse the effects of COVID. I reverse the effects of any sickness, bronchitis, asthma. I command your lungs to be loose for the glory of God. Oxygen levels regulate, normalize. Blood pressure, normalize in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. I see packages of stress in someone's heart from trauma when you were young. Right now, angels, take those away. Jesus, heal the broken hearts in here tonight. Heal the woundings. Heal and deliver us of anything that was deposited in our heart that is not of you. I'm hearing the words winds of fire, winds of fire, winds of fire. Take us higher, take us higher. Winds of fire, take us higher, take us deeper. Winds of fire, take us higher. It's our heart's desire. Take us higher in your presence, in your understanding, in your wisdom, in your stature. You were handpicked to be here tonight. Every one of you was called by the Lord himself for tonight. Some of you think you were tricked. You weren't. There's a lot that goes into a person's day. You know, the angels are constantly doing things, maneuvering things, so that packages get delivered from heaven, that attacks of the enemy are diverted. You know that scripture that talks about the angels watch our steps so we don't even stumble? I mean, that's good stuff. That's stuff from God, our Father in heaven, who has delivered us from every work of darkness. And all we have to do is say, "Help me, Jesus," and he will help us. That's good news. I see someone's mind in here that has been tormented. It's been tormented by a foul spirit. And right now, I'll break your power in the name of Jesus. I command you to loose off that person right now. And on that person's behalf, I break alignment with you. I sever the words I spoke. I break them. And I apply the blood of Jesus over that person's mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is challenging us to recognize the schemes of the enemy and the false promises that have been laid out like traps before us. We're to be shrewd as serpents, but wise, wise, wise. 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 And God is opening our eyes. Some people in here, you've believed lies for a long time and you've become religious and complacent and kind of taken out. But God did not create you that way. We all get tricked at times, but God is exposing the lies right now. And if you feel like you've been tricked, you feel like you've been taken out, you feel like you walked a little down the wrong path, it's not the evil path, but maybe it's just not the path that God chose for you, just renounce that right now. I renounce that in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me be on the path that you chose for me. You start speaking to him and watch what happens. It's like a little ship with a rudder that sooner or later you turn and you are in the path of God. If you don't quit, he won't quit. But what happens is our mind takes back control, our mind takes back authority, and brings us back into captivity. We have to recognize the schemes of the enemy, and the only way to do that is by exercising discernment, which is scriptural. Ask him to give you a greater level of discernment. But with that becomes responsibility. And some people don't like responsibility. Some people like to be taken care of. But God has called you. He's chosen you to be his ambassador into the earth, for the earth, from the kingdom of God, to rule and reign. So pick up your staff, pick up your scepter, and walk in victory with the blueprint that God has given you just for today. Because I'm going to tell you something. We're in a season where things are changing so quick. And it's God. It's God, okay? But you can choose to focus on it's the enemy. He's causing all these problems. Listen, if you stay in God, things still move quick, but you're in him and you're protected. And the Word of God is full of scripture that talks about that. Be careful what you're listening to. Be careful what you're watching. We're starting to see an unveiling of true hearts. We're starting to see a falling away of many people that we're surprised that they're falling away. And I'm not naming names, and I'm not judging, because I got my own issues I'm dealing with in the Lord. Purify my heart. I'm after the compassion of God. I'm after the love of Jesus. I want to be consumed in his presence. And if I'm not oozing in his presence of love, then forget it. Forget it. Forget it. I'm going back to the cross. There's too many people that have opinions about everybody. Guard your mouth. Guard your opinions. Because when you loose your opinion, you've come into agreement with a couple things. One, discord. Discord is dangerous. Discord invites the enemy into your life. Now, I'm not saying this to correct. I'm being challenged myself. These are words coming from the throne. I'm hearing them too. It's very easy. You know what? I'm going to give you a scripture the Lord gave me this morning. And of course, I thought it was for somebody else. How often does that happen? Isn't it easy to recognize somebody else's victory? Oh, if they would only do this, if they only saw this, then their life would be better. I've learned when I have an opinion about somebody, or if they would just work the scripture, their life would be better. I have stopped doing that. I'm like, Lord, what are you showing me? What do I need to work on? What am I not believing? What am I complacent in? Somehow I have Adobe fill on here. I didn't even know I had that. I want to read the scripture out of the Psalms that I read this morning. And it hit me right between the eyes. I think it's Psalm 3. This is something else. Oh, this is a letter. Hold on. Screenshot. You can be sure of this. The Lord set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will answer when I call to him. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. That one popped right off at me, and I'm not like an angry person. I never get angry. It says, offer sacrifices in the right spirit. And I thought, boy, that'll preach. You know, that'll preach right there. That's good for someone. Don't let anger control you. I had an experience this afternoon. You know, sometimes the Lord will send me places and have me do weird stuff. And you know why? Because I'll do it. And you know why I'll do it? because I didn't used to, and the enemy would kick me and beat me up so bad that I would feel so horrible that the torment was worse than the challenge. And one thing the Lord told me is, I'll never send you where you're not needed and when there's where there's not a call for you to go. I'm like, okay, that's comforting, that's scriptural. So he sends me to a car dealership today. I'm buying a car, hallelujah. I'm not, just so you know. But I think I am because he's telling me. And then I get there and he says, you're not buying this car. I'm like, okay. So I go there and I'm meeting with the guy and I'm, you know, being my tough person because, first of all, the place is oozing with ooze, okay? I'm a discerner of spirits and I operate in the gift of discernment. So it's pretty hard to get one over on me. It does happen, but it's pretty hard. And I'm in there and this guy's like trying to sell me this car, trading in mine. I don't, you know, it's a long story and it's like going to cost me like 10 grand more than it ever should. And I'm not even want the car. The car smells like smoke, okay? I'm like, did somebody smoke in here? Oh, no! I'm like, okay, liar, liar, you know. Has the car been in any accidents? The Lord had me pull a fax, which cost me $39, okay? I'm just being obedient. Car been in an accident? No. I'm like, well, my Carfax report says it does, moderate. What does that mean? Well, let me check into that. Okay, okay. We get down to the sense of it. They take my car, my lovely car that God gave me, and they take it for a test drive, and they don't give me my key back because they think I'm buying this car. So the guy walks over with the, and here's the thing, guys. This is what it's really all about. I'm in this place, and the doors have fish on them. Okay? The Christian fish symbol. They're playing Christian music. Okay? So, you know, a normal Christian would think they're safe in a Christian environment. I look at the thing and I'm like, this, you want the car? I'm like, oh, no, I don't want the car. I have no intentions of buying this car. It's overpriced. Well, what can we do to make it better? I'm like, for one thing, take off this $3,000 scratch thing that I don't even know what that's about, and then give me 5,000 credit for the smell of smoke in there. And, you know, I'm like in their face, and that's not my personality. I cannot even do that if I wanted to. So I'm in there, and it's just this young kid who's being trained by a really bad guy. And so the really bad guy comes over and says, is there a problem? And I go, no, there's no problem. Give me my keys. I'm not buying this car. I'm leaving. Because I felt like my assignment was over. And so meanwhile, I see this older couple shopping for a car. So the guy comes over and he says, well, just sit down, sit down. Maybe we can. I said, listen, I am not playing games. I don't want that car. I want my keys. We don't have your keys. They're still with the appraiser, and he's appraising another car. I said, liar. Very loud. And he goes, no, really. And I said, listen, I am not buying a car. Quit playing games. Give me my keys. And he walks two, like from here to here, which is 2 feet, underneath the counter and grabs me my key. I said, you are a liar. And I said it so loud, everybody stopped. And I walked out. And the people, older couple, walked out right behind me. And I didn't. Here's the thing. Listen, this is the scripture. Let me get it back up. I know. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. Now, I could have said, this dealership, blah, 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 but I didn't. I said, be careful. They lied to me. They said they didn't have my key when in fact they did. And they're trying to charge a bunch of money over what they said originally that they were going to charge me. Thank you so much. I left and they left. Now, be careful that you don't let anger control you. I could have went on Facebook and blasted them. Then I'm sowing seeds of discord, judgment, vengeance, whatever else. So I leave there and it's bothering me. And I feel like, I'm like, Lord, why am I, because I really don't care. I my personality, I don't care about stuff like that. I'm like, Lord, why does that bother me so much? And I saw a picture of when Jesus turned over the money tables. And I know what he's saying. He's upset and he wants to expose the wickedness that's going on in God's house. Now, doesn't that happen in churches? Doesn't it happen in gatherings? And so won't he send somebody in who doesn't care about reputation? to deal with the evilness in this day? Will you be the one that God will use and send in? Will you not care about your reputation? And if he said, give him the car, would you have given it to him? The car that he gave me. Some of you were like, I'm not even going to that dealership. I haven't had lunch. Funny thing, I hadn't had lunch either. And afterwards, I'm thinking, I'm hungry, you know, I'm on a fast, and I was going to get a little protein or something, and I walked in to get it, and the Lord said, don't eat. I'm like, okay. See, he's training us to say no to our flesh. He's helping us to listen and be obedient and do what he says to do when he says to do it. So I'm like, okay, I can go on water. It's not that big of a deal. But guess what happened? In worship, Jesus grabs my hand and pulls me higher and feeds me food from heaven. Beautiful, yellow-shaped things that looked like lemons that didn't taste like lemons. Now, I could have chose to disobey and got a protein drink and justified why I need it. Well, I need it. I have the blah, blah. No. No. We're in a season of training where he's trying to develop us to be so listening to what he's just a whisper. Okay, send me, Lord. Okay, don't send me, Lord. So I'm up here. I get here early and I'm praying, and I'm still a little mad, a little bothered by that situation. Why? I don't care. I don't care. I got my key back, and the Lord showed me those two people, those older people, and I'm like, you sent me an hour out of my way, which was really 2 hours, because it took me 2 hours to get here, to save somebody who's probably praying, Lord, help me get the car that I'm supposed to get. It wasn't about me, it wasn't about my car, and it wasn't even about those salesmen. It was about that couple who said a prayer. And God commissioned somebody to go do it. Was I his first pick? I don't know. So then I'm up here, and I come early, and I'm praying in the Spirit, and I'm churning over, because I'm mad that, you know, it's not the house of God, but it's representing God, and stuff like that bothers me. I take that serious, because I feel bad for people who use the name of Christ and manipulate people and bring them into bondage. I see it all the time. And so I'm up here, and the Lord reminded me of the scripture. He knew this morning when I was reading this. Don't sin by letting anger control you. You know, it starts with a seed, you guys. It doesn't just all of a sudden. It starts with a repetitive thought. Those dirty no-goods. Oh, how dare they? Or whatever it is, it doesn't matter, but it's a seed, a dart, a seed. And then if it's in your soul, it takes root. But if it's not in your soul, and I'm like, this is not even my behavior. I don't normally act like this. And so I'm like, Lord, what? And all of a sudden, he reminds me of this scripture. I'm like, oh. And so I did two things. One, I repented. Okay, key, repent. Lord, you're right. And thank you for giving me that scripture. And I read the scripture out loud, and I took hold of it, and I ate it. And I own it, and it's mine. And it's in the sea of forgetfulness. I don't care anything about that place. God cares about the couple. So I'm just saying that because sometimes, if we get overcome by the sin of anger, the cleanup isn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? The cleanup isn't worth it. I break those words in the name of Jesus that I spoke yesterday, or I break, you know, whatever. It's not worth it. It's easier to develop the no muscle or the yes muscle and say, I refuse to allow anger to have one foothold in my heart any longer. Jesus, help me. Help me overcome. And then it says, offer sacrifices in the right spirit. So this is how it plays out. You're angry, something happens, and you're like, okay, I refuse to let anger get a hold of me. Hallelujah. I'm gonna do sacrifices in the right spirit. Hallelujah, God. I'm worshiping you tonight because you're good, even though blah, 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 blah. There's the choice right there. Because two things will happen. One, you'll come in and leave your flesh behind. Or you'll justify your sin, nature, and feed the flesh, and then be back tomorrow. This is good stuff. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Anger is a normal emotion. But when it controls you and you do stupid things and speak stupid things and wish bad things, you are calling God a liar. Because you're blessed. And all the promises are yours. But what happens in that split second, the enemy gets a hold and squeezes that little muscle of pain. It says it's still not going to happen for you. Oh, yeah? That's not what God's word says. That's where you get angry. You get angry at the devil. Don't get angry at the circumstances or the situation. Get angry at that lying, foul spirit. How dare you come into my life and speak a word to me? I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go! Amen. Loose out of this house. I release the power of love. I release Jesus Christ, the fullness and everything he has, all the good stuff. And that's one way of offering sacrifices. Okay, another way is maybe you got it a little bit. It's in deeper than you think or wish, and you're like, all right, hallelujah. Bless me, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for giving me air to breathe. Thank you that I have clothes on my back. Thank you that you gave me a family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You see the transformation? It's easy, but it's hard. It's like fasting. I'm hungry. Will you deny yourself? Will you just hang with me for a little longer? Yes. Does he always reward those that diligently seek him? Yes. But sometimes it's not with food. Sometimes it's just with his presence, and that has to be good enough, okay? It's not always about us. It's about him. And that's what's going on in the world right now. He's calling attention. He's bringing us into who we are. It's like click, click, click. And God's dealing with stuff. He's dealing with stuff. Not because he's pointing you out. It's because he's pulling you in. The enemy's the one. Ooh, magnifying. Oh, that. Ooh. No, 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 no. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm all messed up. But here I am. Help me anyway. And he says, ah, there's my little girl. He brings me in. I love on him. He loves on me. He don't care if I stink. And then you come out smelling like him. Just saying, there's a better way. And he's calling us. He's challenging us. But here's the thing. Here's what happens. People think, oh, yeah, that's good. That's good, Lord. That's good. I'm going to do that now. Oh, good luck. You can't. We have to call on the grace of God. We have to call on him to help us. And when you call on him, that's really submitting lordship to him. That's really surrendering your pride and the way you think it should be and everything you've been taught. A lot of the stuff we've been taught is junk. Holding us back. And so I feel like there's this really intense time that's taking place. And it's not going to be a long season, so don't skip it. Don't think next week you can do this. Do it while the grace is here to do it. He always assigns different levels of grace for different ways of where he wants us to go. So it's effortless. It's just we show up and say, help, and he does. Think of a little kid who maybe is trying to cross the street, and there's traffic going. They're not going to run into the street. I'm going to do it myself, and I know I'm going to make this car stop. No, you say, help. Will somebody help me cross the road? Right? Same concept. Does this bless you tonight? I'm just going to tell you something. It's not too late. You didn't miss it. You didn't blow it. It's now. Take advantage of the now. The now is now. Don't worry about yesterday, and don't even think about tomorrow, because God is now. Time is set for us to manage and steward. So yesterday and tomorrow are irrelevant. It's the now. Stay focused in the now. What are we doing now? Oh, wait, I'm being called to work. What are we doing now? You go to work, but you still ask, what are we doing now while you go to work and work? What are we doing now while you maybe are, maybe you're searching and you cut people open or dogs open or cats open or whatever. What are we doing now? You learn to practice walking in his presence all the time. You practice the walk of the Spirit. And what happens is there comes a point where you don't even know that there's people around. It's just you and him doing it through you. It's the better way. So stop measuring, oh, I'm doing good compared to so-and-so. No, none of us are. God's calling us to maturity. And how it happens is through him, through intimacy. Amen? Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.